Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. How far the tales travel up the Rio Grande. On his trek up to Taos to meet Padre Antonio Jose Martinez, the hermit smiled at the episode of the Madonna who took the place of the dolly in the child's bed. He remembered how way back in Italy he had heard of a similar episode, except in this case it was a story that had taken place in the town of Miraflores, Spain. It seemed that a young woman in line for the novitiate of a convent was always in trouble with the Mother Superior because she just could not tame her wild nature. As she scrubbed the chapel floor one day as part of a long overdue penance, she talked quietly to the statue of the Virgin of Miraflores, through whose intercession the entire village had prospered. Since the young woman herself had been a foundling, left at the very door of the convent when she herself was but a baby, she considered the Madonna of Miraflores to be her spiritual mother. One day, as she spoke to the statue of her dreams of a knight in shining armor that would one day ride up to the convent, she heard a commotion outside. She went outside, only to meet up with a handsome officer, who also had strong feelings for her. The officer tried to coax the young woman to leave the convent, but her own love for the Madonna of Miraflores held her bound. Finally, her wild and impetuous nature won out, and she decided to follow the officer to wherever he might go. She slipped away quietly from the convent under the cover of night, unseen by anyone but by the statue of the Lady of Miraflores. Unbeknown even to her, the statue of the Madonna had stepped quietly down from its pedestal and put on the garments of that same young would-be nun who had abandoned them on the chapel floor. The statue took her place as a model novice without anyone else being the wiser. As the young woman wandered throughout the world, she was praised for her gift of song, and soon she became the toast of Europe. She roamed from place to place, still looking for that handsome officer who had once visited the convent, but alas, she couldn't even find him since he was away at war. Having been wounded in battle, the officer left the field to seek the object of his love back in the convent of Miraflores. Oh, great was his sorrow when he sneaked into the convent one night, only to find that the woman whom he thought was the object of his love had already taken her final vows. He never suspected that it was the Holy Madonna herself that he was seeing, singing joyfully in the cloister. He left bitterly, never to see her again. The young runaway nun suddenly began to experience extreme remorse in the meantime. Her voice failed her, as did her grace and charm. One day, as she sat miserably in her own parlor room, she heard that her own valley of Miraflores was dying due to a drought and to famine. She resolved then to return home and seek forgiveness. Off she rode in splendor, but her carriage broke. She continued her trek on horseback, but the horse also went lame. She found an ox cart, but it did not protect her from the wind and the sand. Miserable, broken, and penitent, she arrived at length back at her convent chapel. There was no one around to see how she prostrated herself on the stone floor and begged forgiveness for her sins. Suddenly, the long-desired rains began to fall, and life returned to the parched earth. As she lay there with her cheek pressed to the floor, she noticed something very strange. It seemed that a nun who seemed that a nun coming toward her looked just like her. Great was her surprise when the nun walked majestically to the top of the empty pedestal and resumed her place as the Virgin of Miraflores. She treasured the memory in her heart and never told the tale to anyone until she lay dying as an old lady. Ah, how far, thought the hermit, do these ancient tales travel up from their native place of origin and over here to the Rio Grande Valley? They were tales told for the instruction of the children. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.